That was the Greek artist Stella from their newest album Adagio, and this was kind of a new step for the artist. And that last song was the song Caravan, but in the album they actually features the artist's first time singing in Greek, her first language, as since the rest of her other albums, only been two I think so far, entirely in English. I've played her before just because I really love her as an artist. It's like a pop alternative music, especially her album Up and Away is very good. But this was a new direction for the artist as well, since Greek never felt like it would match the instrumentals that she would usually play, and I really enjoyed it. There was one song that was like the very start that she started writing in 2019, in a moment of her life where she was trying to get away from everything that was happening to her, and it turns out to be a love song about going towards something called Omorphomo, meaning my beautiful one. And the rest of the songs in here are also very beautiful. She does a lot of collabs. She does a cover of a famous Greek song from the 80s, which seems interesting. I actually haven't gotten to hear it yet. But in any chance, she kind of describes this album as a way, as an expression of her desire to kind of return back to the early times in her life when she was a child growing up in the countryside, just above Athens, of the quiet, of hearing the goats outside the window. And even though she's grateful for the success she's had in artist, she definitely remembers those times where she could leave the door unlocked, not worries about cars, permissions, where life was a little bit easier. And before that were the songs Sunflower Bean, an artist from New York, their newest album, Mortal Primetime, and of course there's Logan Richard before that. Coming up next is kind of our rock, and it's a little bit all over the place today. First up will be an artist called The Ophelias with their newest album, Spring Grove. I'll be playing you the song Cumulonimbus. And I have a very short bio, but I think maybe just as a teaser, they describe themselves as a band inspired by nostalgia, nature, the Midwest, horror movies, and the moon. So think about that. That's coming up next. Following them will be the band, or the artist, I guess, Jimmy Kilpatrick from Brandon, Manitoba. I think a lot of artists from Manitoba, that's exciting. For her newest album, Jimmy, I'll be playing you the song Gum. It's like some garage, alt, kind of punk rock, maybe more alternative. And following that will be artist Sunwell, and of course my two favorite bands for today, some orchestral art rock coming up at the end. So stay tuned for that after The Ophelias, coming up next after this short promo for what happens tomorrow at 1 p.m. called Noise of Carpet. So stay tuned for The Ophelias.
Told the telephone. Leave me hanging all alone. By the way, you were right all along. Close your eyes, count from 10. Remember everything back.
By far and away, to see you live to cry another day.
That was the band Double Date with Death from Montreal, and that was the song La Fine from their newest album Portraits that came out about 2 years ago. And the band before that was another local Montreal band called Sunwell. I played you the song Read My Mind, and that is in a more recent album. It's only from a couple months ago. But yeah, Double Date with Death says that they are planning on releasing their next album as being a darker, more abrasive, and minimalist style. If you like this band, you know it's coming. If you discover a new one, maybe you'll be into that. But they're really cool. I played them because they were the most similar band I could find, and I really liked them as well. One of their albums as well, Technical Difficulties, was really good. I think it was called Labyrinth as well. Maybe it's different. No, one of their newest one. I think one of their first first albums, Fluorescent, was also very good. That's what I liked a lot. And also this one, Portraits, obviously with La Fine, was very good. And I only have one more song for you guys left today by King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard from Australia. I love them. I talked about them a bunch last week. This is one of their other songs from their album Aerodynamic, which is awesome. I keep saying awesome. I don't know how to describe them, because I've been listening to this album non-stop since I heard it. I really enjoy it, and if you like fun music videos, then check them out. That's kind of how I thought of my dad for this band. He loves music videos that are funny, and they definitely have some pretty interesting ones, especially for Grow Wings and Fly. That's one of the tracks on the album. But what I'll be playing for you guys is Aerodynamic, so I hope you enjoy it. It's coming up for our last song today. I hope you enjoyed the show, hope you enjoyed the music, hope you stay tuned to CJSF and come back next week. Hope you're enjoying your summer as well, having a great day. And I'll see you next week on CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye. I'd say goodbye to
Brady. Don't think twice. They're just trying to survive in the world like me, alright. I ain't got hope, but I can't help but smile. The 40,000 foot of tears won't save me from an appetite. I accept my fate. My time is nigh. I'm just gonna sit here and watch the waves roll.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.